Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
The Bears and the NFL partnered to host a free safety clinic for moms of children who play football. One was previously held at Ohio State University, but this was the first of its kind hosted by an NFL team. Dr. Oz, Commissioner Goodell, George McCaskey, and Virginia McCaskey were all on hand at the Walter Payton Center.
This is a special night for us because you, the moms, are here to learn a little bit more about football and to learn a little bit about our efforts to try to make sure your kids play either football or whatever sport they play a little bit safer. So tonight we have an all-star lineup of people who are going to help you learn a little bit more about hydration. They're going to teach you a little bit more about concussion management. They'll teach you a little bit about tackling.
Former Bears players and the family of the late, great Walter Payton were in attendance supporting the initiative.
Well, it's extremely important. So excited that the NFL has really started programs like this and really getting out into the community to raise awareness and to educate, you know, moms. From the time I walked into this building, all these moms are coming up and they're so excited to be here. They're excited to learn and learn more about how they can really help protect their kids.
Both of these ladies are members of the USA Football Heads Up Advisory
Mothers
Committee.
Of NFL players were also part of the event. Among them was Diane Long, the mother of Bears offensive lineman Kyle Long.
They didn't know the difference between a linebacker and a defensive end, and they just wanted to be out there doing what all their friends were doing. And we thought it was great for them. There was structure.
Well, she's definitely somebody you can speak to in regards to that. She has a lot of information on the topic, so it was great that the Bears were allowing my mom to come in and speak to that group of people.
Diane Long was part of a panel who answered a variety of questions about football safety from the moms in attendance.
And to be able to have somebody to answer those questions and to have a panel to bounce stuff off is great. And I feel like if they did that in more cities or with more youth leagues and high school and college, there'd be a lot less questions, a lot less concern.
One of the things I loved was Howie Long's wife, who was saying that you really have to be an advocate for your kid and that there's a good chance that maybe the kid will lie to the coach and lie to the parents saying that they don't have a concussion when the truth is maybe they do. And so as parents, you know, I always say moms always know. So it's a great chance for parents to sort of look and make sure that they can be advocates for their kids when their kids aren't telling the truth.
Presentations were given on proper equipment fitting, heat and hydration, and concussion awareness, where a neuropsychologist taught mothers about ways to recognize if their child may be concussed.
I mean, we really need parents, and moms in particular, I think, to understand what a concussion is, how to pick it up when it occurs, and what to do with it afterwards. I mean, they know their kids. They know those sort of aberrant behaviors that suggest something has been changed.
USA Football's Heads Up Football program helped the moms learn proper tackling. As a Heads Up Football ambassador, Inside the Bears' very own Anthony Adams helped moms practice the technique.
I think it's nice, the whole showing us how to tackle and the movements and everything, because I've seen them do it out there on the field, and I always wondered, why do they do it that way? Why not do it another way? So I really enjoyed that.
But it may have turned into more of a workout for AA than he signed up for.
Anthony, was that the most that you've worked out in months, possibly years?
Nice, Lindsay. Nice. Actually, it was. But, I look good, man. I look svelte. You know, I got the nice dry fit shirt on. As you can see, it's over the abs and stuff like that. It's, you know, it complements my body nicely.
I saw you wincing in pain as you were trying to show the moms the correct technique. Is that accurate?
I wouldn't call it wincing. It was more of my blue steel look. Check me out.
Desmond Clark, Gary Fensick, and James Big Cat Williams were also in attendance to teach the moms about tackling. While the event was mostly moms, 8-year-old Jackson Burner was a late addition with his mother, Beth.
This has just been a great experience for me, and I'm so happy, and I wish I can do it again next year. So, good night, Chicago, Illinois.
Lindsay, this was pretty awesome. 200 moms getting to learn about concussions, about hydrating your children, all that. And my mom, she did a great job with me. She just straight dropped me off in high school, and I guess I just had to go practice. Like, by the time I turned around, she had already skirted off. Skirt! So went up and introduced myself to the coach. Hi, I'm Anthony Adams. Go run around. Like, all right. So I've been running around in practice ever since.
Well, I know you said you're still practicing, and I heard at this event that you would not leave the commissioner alone trying to ask him if he could find a job for you, trying to get back in the league. Like, I mean, they had to get some security guards to get you away from them.
Lindsay, once that bug hits you, man, it's hard to get it off you. I can still go. I still got it. I wouldn't do any moves on you, but I still got it.
Yeah. I'm sure. Up next. The team that gets you fired up before the game.
This would be the contraption that will contain all the pyrotechnics that we'll shoot tonight.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.